You see, there is another fine thing. Why don't the saints do this? There was a famine in a certain area. The whole of the, you may call it not district, but the province was affected by it. Just as in India now, whole of the state is affected by it, and there are prayers going on. At this juncture, there is prayer being said in Tamil Nadu, you know, Madras, state of Madras. It's a big state. Prayers, people are praying to God to save them from this situation. It's a precarious situation now, at this juncture, this very hour. So what happens is that in the past, there was this happened, that there was a famine of this nature, which was worse than this. Because for a year it was all right, they could pull on something. But just as this has happened for a year, nothing has happened, no rains, so they are afraid and anxious. But they pulled on. 2 years passed by and they said some water will be there, something is there, still there. And some they are praying to God, some they are anxious, they are worried, they are protective about their families and kids and all that, what to do. Some are migrating, some are there, all cannot migrate. So, third year, not a drop of rain. What is to be done? It's finished. It's a life and death question. How can the wells provide us with water? Where there were no internal plumbing, the reservoirs have dried up, wells have dried up, cattle are dying there, vultures are feeding on the flesh of the corpses, dead bodies and all this. What is to be done? There was a perfect master. Not saint, the perfect master. So there's no other recourse. We have prayed and we have asked the Lord to help, but nothing has happened. Let us go and implore Him, beseech Him to intercede on our behalf. He's a man of God, and He'll do it. So in a huge procession they go. Mind you, this is a true story, it's not just fable or faked up story. So they go in a procession and they have come to the place where the perfect master is residing, and there's a huge crowd of tens of thousands of people there. So the people come out, what's the matter? He says, we want to approach the master. Master comes out because it's impossible for to have the crowd. So he says, well, what is it that you want? He says, Master, we beseech you, we implore you. You know our state and our fate now. These are the last moments of our existence here on this earth. If you do not intercede at this moment, do not implore justice and compassion. Please do so. We want rain, intercede on our behalf. He says, my friends, you all have come to a person who knows. It is his compassion that you still survive. But justice, if he were to administer justice, the earth should split and devour you all. It's his compassion alone that you all are still sustaining yourself in spite of these hardships. But justice demands that you should be no more. You have come to a person who knows, and how can I interfere? It's not possible for me to intercede, because I know he has already exercised compassion, and that's why you all are. Not possible for me, because I am the one who knows. So please, then, do something for us. You can't just send us back like this. You must do something. Do save us. There's no way out. Just rely upon His mercy, His compassion. That's all. And He has already exercised His compassion. But can't you do something? Can't you suggest us something? If you can't do, is there nobody else to do anything for us? He says, yes. The one who does not know will implore the mercies of the Lord. So can you not give us somewhere, guide us, do something for us? He says, all right, do one thing. She merits that. Who is that she? She was the most known prostitute of the province, very fair, and she was famous for being a prostitute. Go and tell her to beseech the Lord, and if she were to take you seriously, then surely something will happen. I can't do it. I know it. That's the reason I can't do it. So they go to her, and seeing this crowd, she gets frightened. What's the matter with all this? What's all this now coming to me? So then they implore her, beseech her to come down and listen to their woes, and they speak out. There are elders of the town who won't care to even send a slight glance at her, you see, because it's damning to look at a prostitute like that for venerable old people of the town and all that. And this. But they go there because of this helplessness of theirs, and they implore her that we have been advised. She says, why do you come to me? Do you know who I am? You know, how can God listen to me? Why do you want me to do that? He says, well, we had been to the master, and he said that the one who is here, if she were to take you all seriously, and if she intercedes and implores the Lord, there is a chance. So we have come to you. Please do something. Take us seriously and write seriously, implore him, because our fate is all sealed now. Why should I? How can he listen to me? You all know who I am. And how is he to listen to me? He says, whatever it be, forget it all. Let us all pray. You lead the prayer. At least do that. It's all that I can do. So through sheer helplessness, she leads them all to implore the Lord for the mercy. And the rain was such a torrential downpour that not only it provided water for the whole province, but there were floods also at some places. And they again implored the Lord for the cessation of his mercy. So that's how it was. That happened. But what started happening in the mind of the prostitute now, that's the story. Why me and why not the perfect master, you see, who could have gone and done this? So what happened was this, that after everything had settled down and calmed down and good old days reigned supreme over the province, the prostitute is worried, you see. Why did this master tell me to do that? He must be knowing everything, and he must know that I am a prostitute. I am a woman of ill repute, a wicked person, and why should I be favored by the Lord, and not the crowd, not the citizens, not the perfect master himself? So she makes a pilgrimage with a purpose to implore the perfect master to solve her dilemma. So she goes to the perfect master's place. It's a pilgrimage, long distance there, and she goes there. And there she begs of him to let out the secret. What is it? Why did you send the people to me? What have I done? You know what it is. She says, they did come to me, and what they said was right. But I, being the person who knew his compassion, that how compassionate he is to allow them to survive as they survive, I could do no further. Knowing how it is preordained that they must suffer. But there is a law of grace which rides above the law of justice. And that you had the key to draw upon his grace. Because beyond the law of justice, there is a law called the divine grace. And that you can draw upon. But what have I done? Why should I be selected? He says, you had the merit for it. He says, what had happened? He says, one fine day when you were young and you were so beautiful and were in good, robust health, with all your ego and all your splendor around you, you were having a stroll in your own town. And some farmer had gone out of his farmstead for many days, had tied a calf and a cow, thinking that he would return the next day, and had put some fodder for the cow nearby. And as it happened, the farmer couldn't return the next day, nor the next day after, nor the day after that. It took a long time. And the cow was starving with her calf nearby and was struggling, just struggling, because it could see the fodder there. But because the string was so tight, it couldn't reach the sheep, the bush, you know, what we call it, that was there. So in your great, what do you call, pride, you didn't even deem fit to bend down and shove the sheep there nearby. What you did while passing by, you looked at it, that is, the cow is struggling, you didn't know what was happening. All that you did was you kicked the thing close to the cow. And that had earned the merit of having fed a cow during her starvation. That little, tiny little thing could earn the grace for tens of thousands of people of this province. But if you were to intercede and beg of His mercy, that merit has counted for it. That's how it happened. That's the story. So, justice is there, but above is the law of grace. And the saints don't come into the picture because they're not. They never interfere. They know what is to be done, what is being done. They will never. It's His grace. Everything is His compassion. We have a different eyesight to see things. We have a different perception to evaluate things. But their perception is quite different. They see it in a different light. They see it as the compassion of the Great One. Everything is in its proper order and shape. So that's the reason why Baba says, when people go out in the world to do selfless service and champion the cause of the poor and downtrodden and the weak, and want to vindicate the weak through selfless service, it's ridiculous. When? It is good. When they take it, it is ridiculous when? When they think that they are helping them, that they are championing their cause. But it is good when they take it as an opportunity provided to them to help themselves by rendering whatever service they have. Suppose if a person knows laws and he is a man of letters and litigation, he is well adapted in litigations, and he goes and renders some service there, knowing fully well by doing that service he is helping himself. That would be fine. But very, very rarely a case can happen like that. Always it is, always having the idea, oh, that will be a good thing for me to do and serve them, help them. They will be helped to such an extent, I can save them, I can do that, I do this. That's where the trip is. So beware of that. That's what he told us. Serve the one who serves everyone. And that you can do best by serving me. That's all. Forget about serving the world. Kaya ana. Unless and until you have won the victory over yourself. Kaya ana. Kaya ana. By the way, you all can go now to Mehra's Porsche. It is, what is the time now? 5 hours.